It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus has elected a new slate of office holders as lawmakers prepare to head back to the state capitol next month for the new session.
State Senator Dora Drake of Milwaukee will continue to serve as chair of the 10-member caucus. Drake moved to the upper chamber of the capitol after winning a special election for a state senate seat that covers a large part of northern Milwaukee County.
And she joins us now to discuss the priorities of the Legislative Black Caucus and the work of advocating for Black Wisconsinites. Senator Dora Drake, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be back with you guys today.
Well, starting with the Legislative Black Caucus, why did you decide to seek another term as chair?
Well, you know, I believe that the work that we were doing for the last couple of years was important to carry on. You know, a lot of the things that we were championing and pushing for were things around economic opportunity, justice, and of course, advocacy for what the best interests of Black Wisconsinites, and frankly, also the African diaspora. And so seeking another term was honestly a position of wanting to serve not only the people that I work with, but also the whole state. And so I'm excited that I have the support of my colleagues, and I'm excited for the work that we'll be doing moving into next session.
So there are 10 lawmakers in the caucus from the Assembly and Senate. What is your view on Black political representation in the legislature and the impact on the Black community in Wisconsin?
Well, you know, it's important. Because our voices are sometimes diminished in terms of the issues that we push for. You know, what I'm excited about the members in our caucus is that we represent different areas of the whole state now. We now have representation from the Green Bay area, which we've never had before. And so it is a reflection of the growing population of Black Wisconsinites, not just here in Wisconsin, but frankly, our political influence. And so it's important to note that our representation for the issues that matter to our community matter. And so because we need to be at the table to not only share what those voices are, but also to address the issues that pertain to us and the communities that we represent. So whether it's addressing poverty and the social determinants of health, those are the things that guide our agenda, you know, for pushing what's best for the next session.
I wonder, is that greater representation that you see from around the state, is that a result of more competitive districts?
You know, I wouldn't necessarily say that. You know, now granted, you and I have had conversations that obviously I'm excited that we have hair maps and that in Wisconsin, we have had the opportunity to now really promote democracy and break the gerrymander that Wisconsin Republicans have pushed, you know, for over a decade now. So when it comes to competitive seats versus, you know, minority majority districts, it's important to note that nationwide, there is a push to diminish the effectiveness of the Voting Rights Act. Mm-hmm. And so it's important to note that Wisconsin, even though we gain seats, we have to maintain the reality that competitive seats doesn't necessarily mean, you know, majority and minority seats. And if anything, we need to ensure that those statutes that guide our determinants of how to create those seats are still in the front line of what it means to push for democracy and ensure that we still have fair maps in Wisconsin and push for that even more in the near future.
Senator Drake, let's look at the composition now of the Senate. In the November election, Democrats broke the Republican-held supermajority in your chamber. So now you see 18 Republicans, 15 Democrats. More balance on both sides of the aisle. Will that affect what the Legislative Black Caucus will prioritize?
It shouldn't affect it because our issues have always been the same, regardless of who was in the majority or not. Is there opportunity to push for the issues that we care for? Absolutely. And to the point that I shared earlier, you know, economics, whether it is, you know, addressing the funds that might come or not come because of the incoming, the incoming president that's coming in, or even education equity. Those are the things that we are caring about, that we care about. And there's a huge push for special reimbursement education. And so, again, it doesn't change our stances on the issues that we care about, but there's definitely opportunity in the state legislature to push those issues forward.
I was going to say, are there particular issues that you think will gain traction this session or that you will want to push harder on? You mentioned education there.
Yes. So, you know, I know for me as the Legislative Black Caucus chairwoman and also being in leadership, I've always shared with everybody that the door is always open, you know, to address issues. And so I believe the top issue that we'll be hearing is what does it mean to support Wisconsinites? You know, the cost of living has been going down, but that doesn't mean that the reality of everyday people are struggling to either put food on the table, you know, wanting to make sure that their children get to school safely and also have the resources available to have the best outcomes for their families. And so my biggest push, things to look at would be things to address issues of poverty, you know, because according to a report from Wallet Hub, they found that Wisconsin has the third largest racial wealth gap in this country in 2024. And we are two states behind. Washington, D.C. and North Dakota fell underneath us. So there's a lot of work to be done. And so I'm sure that's going to be a top issue at hand. And with education, you know, with the surplus that we have, I am excited for the opportunities we have, but I hope that there is an additional funding for not just our K-12 education, but from what I and other colleagues have been hearing, the need to push for reimbursement for special education as well.
We're talking with Democratic State Senator Dora Drake of Milwaukee, looking at the next year, the next session in politics. Drake will chair the Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus, continue chairing it, and we're exploring the priorities of the caucus. I want to turn to you and the campaign, mental health resources and transparency in education, other issues you brought up in your campaign. Mm-hmm. In the wake of the shooting this week at the Madison Private Christian School, what is your response to the shooting?
You know, unfortunate is an understatement. You know, when the news came out, initially I thought it was actually a school in my district because I heard Madison and I have a high school, a James Madison, that I represent. And so my first initial thought, honestly, was to drop everything and see what was going on. But after learning the details of, you know, what's to come, and obviously there's still pieces of the story that are coming out, it is heartbreaking that our state, and when I say state, I have to reiterate that Wisconsin Republicans have failed to do anything around addressing gun violence. You know, many of my colleagues have pushed and I've supported efforts on either background checks for guns or, you know, making sure that there's some sort of process to determine if someone is capable of even having a firearm, and then giving means and measures to either that family or a trusted member of the community to say, hey, you know, we need to find a different method where we can remove this so you don't harm yourself or others. So it's disheartening. And frankly, it's time to do something about it.
Do you expect there to be more conversations among lawmakers across the aisle on how to prevent school shootings?
It should. And frankly, it's overdue. I don't understand how we let so much life get lost. And these are our babies and our kids at this point. So it needs to be a top priority for next session. And what I want to also mention, too, is that, yes, with the shooting, it is devastating. I want to make sure that we actually give the family and the victims the space and grace to grieve, is because there's a difference from addressing gun violence. But there's another completely different tier around mental health. And was mental health maybe a piece of it? Yes. But mental health is so much larger than that. You know, mental health can be caused either through a traumatic incident, not just by gun violence, but you could have lost your job and you've been searching for months and you feel like there's no point. It could be someone that's getting out of custody for the first time, that they've done their due diligence, they've served their time, and they can't find housing. Those are the things that can impact someone's mental health. And if it's taking 6 months just to find someone to talk to, or even getting over the barrier of saying it is okay not to be okay, that's what we need to address. And so I am excited that, And I'm actually proud of some legislators that have started looking at our Chapter 51 laws about people that are really experiencing a mental health episode where they might have to be taken, you know, having to be taken in to get resources. And there are, you know, systems that we have set up that do not make it easy for anyone to get those resources. So whether that is finding ways where law enforcement isn't inadvertently trying to re-traumatize that individual that's going through a mental health episode, or even having more community-based centers where someone can check in and get the resources they need before having to be institutionalized. Those are the things that we need to be addressing around mental health, not just when there's a mass shooting. And again, it's unfortunate, mm-hmm. and unfortunate is an understatement, but we need to be looking at the larger picture here too.
And just a bit here on larger picture, in our last minute together, you have facing a roughly $4 billion budget surplus to work with in this new session. Where mm-hmm. should the money go? What would be your top line priority?
Well, you know, there's so many things. I think it needs to be focused on what will look like to make lives better for Wisconsinites. So that is obviously making, whether it's the economic piece of supporting families to education, you know, that's where I love to see things. There's so much more that could be pushed, but we need to invest in our kids. Our kids are our future. And if they don't get the education they need, we are, you know, going to be in a pretty tight spot. And so those are some of the things I hope to see in the upcoming session.
Very quickly, would you push for any tax relief, tax cuts?
I'm open for whatever ideas come to the table. You know, that's obviously an issue that's been coming up frequently. And so I'm always open to looking at what that looks like. And as Senate Democrats being on leadership, I know that confidently the table's always open to see what ways we can come together and work on something.
Senator Drake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me so much. You guys have a great weekend and happy holidays to everyone.
You too. Dora Drake is a Democratic state senator for a district covering much of northern Milwaukee County. We talked about her priorities in the new legislative session as she chairs the 10-member Wisconsin Legislative Black Caucus.